Good day here at Brookings Radio. We welcome candidate for Brookings County Sheriff and current Sheriff Marty Stanwyck. Marty, good to see you once again.
Yeah, thank you for the invitation to come up and visit.
So what made you decide to seek re-election once again, Marty? Well, obviously, you've been a longtime sheriff.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with the support of the community. I had a lot of individuals saying, hey, why not go again? And to be honest with you, I got kind of re-energized after the expansion of the jail. You know, we started that expansion in 2016. It took a while to get going. Once we got it up and going, now I'd like to work in it a little bit. So I got kind of re-energized for the next 4 years and the support of the community. Once I announced, I got a lot of support saying, hey, that's okay. We'll support you another time. So I'm hoping that the past 23 years I've proven myself as a leader and that I can again get that support and they'll vote for me again.
Yeah. For those who may not know you, there may be a few out there. Tell us a bit about yourself. Obviously, a life in law enforcement.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Brookings boy. I was born in Minnesota, but we moved here when I was 5 and went through high school here. I was one of those kids that couldn't wait to get out of Brookings, but then I couldn't wait to come back. And I started my career in law enforcement at the University Police Department in 77 and then moved on to the Brookings Police Department and went through the ranks. Left there as a police lieutenant, and then I was elected sheriff in 1998. I live on an acreage 5 miles north of town with my wife, Lori. I have two grown children, both SDSU graduates. And Brookings has been my home and my law enforcement life. If you ask my two daughters, it wasn't always easy growing up in a law enforcement, having your dad as law enforcement. I didn't always I'd ask my daughters about the senior keggers, and they go, Dad, really? I'm not going to tell you. They promised me they didn't attend, though.
Let's talk about some of the issues out there. New jail, you mentioned, nearing completion now. The question I have about it is it going to serve Brookings County for the next 20 years, 15 years? What did you plan for?
We planned for 20 plus. You know, if we can go with what has happened, I mean, we survived a long time with the old jail. It was built in 1975. We went a long ways with that. And we built the jail for our needs. We looked at our jail population, what it has been, and what the future is for the next 20 years. And I feel that it'll last 20 years. You know, my jail population has been around that 37 inmates right now, and that's taking on 5 or 6 inmates from Moody County. And I am taking on a couple female inmates from Lake County, just for the fact is that he's having trouble hiring female correctional officers. So I was willing to take on that. So we're still with that. Of course, we never know what's going to happen. You know, laws change, trends change. We never know from 1 year to the next what's going to happen. But we built the jail for Brookings' needs. But with I can hold 84 inmates, and I feel if we can stay at the same average that we're doing, that I'd probably be able to rent out some beds to help pay for the jail. Because we had to add more full-time staff. Sure. We got to figure out a way to kind of, we have to work the jail kind of like a business too, is that we got to figure out, take some money in to pay for some of that too. But again, the jail is built for the needs of Brookings.
And you kind of mentioned something there, bringing in other inmates. A lot of talk these days about regional jails. Could Brookings be a regional jail if it came to that?
And it could. The problem with a regional jail is that it's kind of like having a motel, is that you might get 5 guests tonight, and then you go a week with nobody. So it's not guaranteed what comes in. If you get a contract like with the Marshal Service or actually the Department of Corrections, the women's prison now is looking for jails because they're overcrowded. So they're looking for jails to house those. Those are money up front. The Marshal Service pays money up front. If they bring you 20 inmates, they pay for 20 inmates. And if they only bring you 15 and you guarantee them 20 beds, you got 5 beds they're still paying for. So the only problem is you got to guarantee them those beds.
Right.
But that is sure money. Where the regional jail is that I may have a contract like I do with Moody County, but I may have 7 inmates this month, but next month I might only have 2 inmates. So it's not you can't always count on that same money coming in.
Right. We hear about staffing challenges for law enforcement around the country. How is it for Brookings County? Are you meeting that challenge both in the jail and then with deputies as well? And how do you continue to meet that in the coming years?
You know, that's a good question. And it's a question that all administrators, all police administrators struggle with, is trying to find when you lose deputies or you lose correction officers is how to, recruit. It's not as popular. To be honest with you, after George Floyd, law enforcement is not as popular as it was. I used to, the sheriff's office, I used to have 50 or 60 applicants. Now if I get 20 applicants and screen them down to 5, and a lot of times on background checks, those might not work out. So it's a struggle. The other struggle is to retain your deputy sheriffs and your correctional officers. You know, you try to, our wages, the commission saw that there was a need to raise the correctional officer wages, and they did that.
And so was everybody else.
Yeah,
basically.
And everybody else.
Minnehaha, all the big ones are
absolutely
raising. Yeah.
But you don't know when you really look at it, the cost of our of food and everything else has went up. So is our staff gaining or are they just breaking even? So it's a tough situation. But, the big thing – or one of the things that we're trying to do, especially on the correction officer side, is try to do the best we can with the new equipment, what it helps, and the safety and those types of things. With the old jail, it's probably a safety – it got to be a safety issue. The other thing is just make sure that our correction officers, they went to 12-hour shifts because that's I could do that on the correctional side because we have 16 full-time and 14 part-time. And to make sure they get their breaks, take their break away from their desk. In the old jail, they never got to leave their station, basically, where now they can go to a break room. And but recruiting, that's tough, and I think that's tough probably all across the United States.
I'm not telling you anything here. When it comes to crime, there's so many related to drinking and drugs. What's your role as sheriff to try to change that if you can or deal with it?
Well, I think the key on everything is still prevention. When you talk about, I was a DARE officer and I have a DARE officer in the schools and in the grade schools and stuff. And it's the prevention side. Try to address the hazards of if you do drink or you take that marijuana cigarette or that methamphetamine, did you know what the consequences are? The other thing is still push the if you're going to drink, have a designated drivers and those things. Now the DWIs have risen in Brookings, and they ask sometimes they ask, okay, do we have that many more DWIs? Well, sometimes you got to think about it. Is law enforcement doing a better job of detecting those DWIs and making those traffic stops, and then they're under the influence. So do we have more people out there driving drunk? It's hard to say, but I think law enforcement's doing a better job of detecting it. We got training. We send officers for training for drug interdiction and those types of situations, to look at and most of the complaints, I believe probably with the city police, and I know with my office, is traffic complaints. Is that probably we handle a lot of traffic complaints that may be out on the interstate or an old gravel road or whatever it is that leads into a DWI arrest or possibly a drug arrest. So we have a lot of traffic complaints that
we
like to follow.
Or the small towns you patrol.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, people probably don't think about that all the time either.
Yeah.
What do you see as the biggest issue facing law enforcement in Brookings County? Is it drugs? Is it something else?
Well, the biggest issue one of the biggest issues I feel is probably mental illness and substance abuse that goes hand in hand. And a lot of the individuals that we arrest and come to jail deal with mental illness of some sort, and then also they're on a they're also got a substance abuse. And sometimes when they're dealing with their mental illness, they self-medicate. And how do they self-medicate? Is with an illegal drug, methamphetamine or whatever it is. They might be fighting depression or whatever it is, but then they self-medicate. They might be on a medication, prescribed medication. A lot of the individuals that come to jail do not have insurance. And maybe they had insurance or they were able to buy their legal drug for their problem, but then they don't have money. So then what do? They may reach to an illegal substance because methamphetamine is fairly cheap. What's sad, it's fairly cheap. And so a lot of times they self-medicate.
Mm. What do you hope to focus on if reelected, Marty?
I think I'm going to focus on basically what I've done for the last 23 years. You know, I hope the citizens of Brookings have trusted me to be their sheriff. You know, I when they come into my office, they trust that I will follow up on their complaint and do the best to help them. I always tell my staff that don't ever send anybody out the door. You know, we may not help them as a law enforcement agency, but there might be another agency that can help this person. So I want everybody to go out that door knowing that they can be sent somewhere get that help. And so I guess what I want to do for the next 4 years is continue what I have been doing, continue to operate the jail the most safe I can for the inmates, for the public, for my staff, continue to answer complaints, try to be proactive and not reactive. You know, sometimes there's lots of more demands on law enforcement, especially in the rural setting, we have to deal with a lot of things. The deputies deal with a lot of things out there, from cows being out on the highway. This summer has been tough on us because we didn't get any rain. Pastures are low. We probably go, my poor staff goes out, and they're willing to get out and sometimes a deputy will get out and open up a fence and chase a couple cows in. So they're all over the board. And then the next minute, they might be happen to arrest somebody for a domestic. So they're all over the board. And my staff does a good job. You know, we patrol four communities as for law enforcement, the city of White, Aurora, Elkton, and Volga. So we have to technically, I'm those four communities' police chief. So, I want to attend council meetings and that. I want to continue to be engaged in the community and know that when they can call the sheriff's office that something will be done.
One final question.
Sure.
Why should the voters of Brookings County reelect Marty Stanwyck?
Well, I think in the past 23 years, I've proven myself as being the sheriff. I think that I hire the best staff I can to portray what my philosophy is for law enforcement. I'm a believer in helping people with mental illness and do the best we can. I just sent four staff people for 8 hours of mental health training, and I want them to all have 40 hours of mental health training because that's a big concern for me. And I just want the voters to know that I will continue. If I can have the honor of their vote again in November 8th, that they'll get the best leadership that Brookings County deserves. And I will continue that leadership, and I just hope to do the best job we can.
Sheriff Marty Stanwyck, thank you very much.
Thanks, Perry, for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Right here at Brookings Radio.